This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everyone. This is the Believe in Bengal podcast on Bally Sports Ohio. I am Solomon Wilcott, just a few days removed from attending the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. The Cincinnati Bengals were hard at work trying to figure out what is the next stage of this football team as they look to build a more complete team around their prized quarterback, Joe Burrow. Here are some of the more interesting things that you could hear more about throughout the offseason as we approach the draft in April. The Cincinnati Bengals want to add more explosive playmakers around Joe Burrow, whether it's at the wide receiver position, at the tight end position, at the running back position, even with Joe Mixon. The Cincinnati Bengals want more playmakers, more explosive playmakers with speed and elusiveness to play in this offense around Joe Burrow. You're going to be hearing a lot of conversation about the talented three-time All-American tight end that is Brock Bowers coming out of the University of Georgia. Here is a guy that has exceptional speed. No, he did not work out at the NFL Scouting Combine. He told me he's going to wait till his pro day. He's coming off an ankle injury at the end of his last season, waiting for that to heal up so he can take to the field. Here's a guy that can block as an inline blocker as a tight end. He can catch all the intermediate routes to help the Bengals offense dominate and take over the middle of the field, allowing more room to operate on the perimeter for Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Here's a tight end, and it's a rare find at that position, that can create yards after the catch and explode and pull away from very fast defensive backs at the third level of the defense. Brock Bowers have that and more. Might he be on the board when the Bengals go on the clock with the 18th overall selection? Will they have to move up ahead of a team like the Indianapolis Colts are sitting there at 15? I can tell you this, tight ends don't usually go in the top 10 picks. The last one that did was in 2021 when the Falcons, in a very poor manner, selected Kyle Pitts with the fourth overall selection, one pick ahead of when the Bengals took Ja'Marr Chase, fifth overall in 2021. I know they won't be making that mistake anytime soon, but roughly the tight ends are expected to go, and it'll be only be one tight end to go in the first round, but it'll be somewhere after the top 10, somewhere in the teens. Can the Bengals afford to stay put at 18 and still get Brock Bowers? I think they may have to move up a little bit. Or can they take one of the talented wide receivers, Brian Thomas Jr.? He is one of two wide receivers that are expected to go in the first round out of LSU in this year's draft. Malik Nabers, many believe he's climbing up the board ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr. from The Ohio State University. But either way you shake it, LSU is going to have two wide receivers to go in the first round in the very same draft, Malik Nabers and then Brian Thomas Jr., who, oh, by the way, who I talked to at the NFL scouting combine, his dimensions are very similar to T. Higgins. Many of the scouts have compared him to T. Higgins, only he's faster. That's right. Brian Thomas Jr. laid down a 40, a 4.33 in the 40-yard sprint at the NFL Combine camp in Indianapolis. So pay attention to those two wide receivers. Rome Odunze, we don't expect him to be there at 18. I don't expect Marvin Harrison Jr. to be there at 18. There are some other talented wide receivers, of course, that can go in the second and even the third round. And, oh, by the way, you're going to hear of, should the Bengals take an offensive lineman with the 18th overall selection? I don't know that I would quibble, because this is a draft that is chock full of offensive guards, offensive tackles, and centers. The Bengals are going to have their pick at the 18th overall selection if they want to add a young, talented stud who could be a day one starter on their offensive line when we line up to start the 2024 season. But I will remind you, there's multiple ways to help a quarterback, not just on the offensive line. A talented wide receiver, as you have seen, like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, can be the help a quarterback needs. A talented running game, right, at the running back position. Someone who catches the ball out of the backfield, take it to the house like a Christian McCaffrey. If you can find one of those in this year's draft, not in the first round, not the second round, but maybe the third or fourth round, that is another way you can help your quarterback. But go look at what Tom Brady had over the course of his career. He had a guy by the name of Rob Gronkowski. Go look at what Patrick Mahomes has had during his career. He had a tight end by the name of Travis Kelce. Where is that transformational tight end for Joe Burrow? I argue the Cincinnati Bengals will be able to get that tight end in this year's draft. That tight end is named Brock Bowers. He can create yards after the catch. He's an inline blocker. He is formidable in terms of dominating and catching with defenders draped all over him, strong at the point of contact and at the catch point. This is a guy that can get it all done, and he will be the transformational player that brings speed and elusiveness to the Cincinnati Bengals offense. And, oh, by the way, he's cheap. That's right. Go check the price tag on a tight end when you have to use the franchise tag on him. Roughly about $12 to $13 million, okay? Far below the $22 million you use on a wide receiver at the top of the market if you had to use the franchise tag. Same production, lower price point. How about that, Cincinnati Bengals fans? That's going to do it for this week. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to actually come back. A very good friend of mine, Super Bowl winning quarterback Joe Theismann, joins me. We're going to talk about a very special colleague who we worked with at ESPN. Chris Mortensen passed away earlier this week at the age of 72. When we come back on the other side, we'll remember him with a great conversation with the great Joe Theismann. Stick around.
BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. Bet online, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Believe in Bingo podcast. Yours truly, Solomon Wilcox, and right now joined by a Super Bowl champion and former NFL League MVP, Joe Theismann, joins us on the show today. Joe, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Solly. How about yourself?
Hey, doing great. But of course, you and I gather on this occasion with a heavy heart as we look to remember our former ESPN colleague, Chris Mortensen, who passed away earlier this week at the age of 72. I just want to start by asking you, who was Chris Mortensen to you? We hear so many people talking about him. You and I had a chance to work with him very closely. What did Chris Mortensen mean to you, Joe?
Oh, he meant the world to me, Solly. He was just a really special guy. If anybody could be around Chris, they'd understand in a very short period of time just how wonderful a human being he was. The most giving person in the world. The thing I'll always remember about him is his constant smile. He always had a nice word for somebody. He was always smiling. You know, what people forget is he was the original insider. He was the one that started all this background information that we see now in all of sports. And he was the original. And it was great to be at ESPN with him, to have a chance to be able to grow with him. We grew in, as a network. We grew in our broadcastings as Chris grew in his coverage of the NFL. And just, you know, my heart is heavy because of a dear friend that's gone.
I'll tell you what he was to me. I came to ESPN as a Cub reporter. later, I was fortunate enough to get on shows and then get on games where I was able to work with you on the Sunday night NFL on ESPN on the Sunday night show. But I remember him just calling me on a story that I was reporting on, that he understood I was reporting on it even before it aired. And he started helping me with the details, with the granular details that was needed, right? It was almost like he was handing over his credibility to me, which is something that's very rare in this business. It's a highly competitive business. People don't share their information. They don't share their intel. But that wasn't Chris Mortensen. He was more than willing to share. He was more than willing to give of himself to help make other people better. And by virtue of that mindset, he made our entire company a better place to be, simply because he was present there.
I agree with you. He was my go-to guy, just like for you. We'd be preparing for games and spend time going over a lot of information, talking to players, looking at film, talking to coaches. But invariably, something would come up where I was curious about it. And there'd be the one person I would call, and that would be Chris. And I'd say, what do you think about this? What have you heard about this? I just want that one nugget. You know, when you do a broadcast, you have 3 hours to cover, and you cover a lot of different things. But normally, inside that context of that broadcast, there's something that can make a difference to someone's ears or eyes. And Chris was sort of the guy that I would go to if I was curious about something that I thought would have an impact on the broadcast of how we wanted to present it. And like I said, he was always willing to give, always willing to share, even towards the end. He worked his rear end off being the best he could possibly be. He fought this cancer till right to the end. And just, he's a great inspiration to all of us that you don't give up. You don't throw in the towel. You keep pressing through. You keep doing what you love. And I think that was the one thing that jumped out at me more than anything. He loved what he did. He found the niche where it's so hard to find things, Solly. It's so hard to find that thing that somebody else doesn't have. He found it and he developed it. And now we see a lot of people that have come after him.
Yeah. He kind of blazed the trail and showed other people how to do it. Not only just how to do it, but how to do it with class. Yeah. I always think about, that Hippocratic oath that doctors or physicians take, Joe, when they say, you know, do no harm, right? You're trying to help others, but more than anything, while you're trying to do your job, don't do harm to other people. And that's kind of what it's what he was like as a reporter. He had to report on some high-level information stuff. It's very important people in our sport. But in reporting and telling those stories, he never did any damage. He never hurt anyone. He never reported on a story until it was time to be reported. Because sometimes you can report a story prematurely, and it can impact maybe contracts getting done or someone maybe potentially getting hired. He always knew when was the right time to tell that story, what was the right tone and temperament to tell the story. And that's why he was trusted by everyone at every level of our sport, whether it's the league office, whether it was with the 32 clubs. He had earned the trust and respect of everyone in this league.
The two words that you referenced there, Solly, really describe Chris. He had the trust of everyone, and he always kept it. He never violated anybody's trust, and he was respected by everyone. It's very difficult. You know, we and I have been in this business a long, long time, both as players and in the broadcasting element. It's hard for people to trust you with information.
That's right.
They're afraid it's going to get out. They're afraid it's going to make a difference. Everybody, you know, in this day and age, heaven help everybody because of the gambling elements that go on. So, you know, it's like you got to be super careful. But Chris was so good about being able to share information either right after the fact or just before it was going to happen. So it really wouldn't affect anything. But yet the information was so informative that it was important to us in the telecast, or it was important for fans to understand that this is the way things are going to go. These are the way people are looking at things. And, you know, I'll miss him. I miss him already. You know, like I said, he was my go-to guy, and we developed a friendship over a lot of years. It started at ESPN and continued far on into it, the NFL Network and the different places I've had a chance to be. I even call him, I'm not in television anymore. I don't do any work anymore, but I would still call him and say, what do you think? What do you think about this? Just, you know, I mean, just keeping the friendship alive and just finding out exactly what's going on with the sport I love so much.
Look, I was just looking at a text that he just sent me. It was back in September. This is when he announced his retirement. And he had sort of texted me because he had heard me on Sirius XM NFL Radio. I was interviewing a former colleague of ours at ESPN, Merrill Hodge. And he texted me. He was like, get Hodgy off my radio. You know, he was joking. And then he texted me. He says, no, I love the guy. And then we start talking about Hodgy's passion for it. And then I said, look, we got to get you on the radio show. I'd love to be able to have you on. And then he texts me back. He says, yeah, I'm going to need a little bit more time. I spent the week in the hospital with pneumonia. They're telling me it's going to be quite a journey. He said, but you know, I'm going to have my moments and I look forward to joining you. And that struck me deeply because this is a guy that wanted to continue to talk about football. He enjoyed listening to others talk about the game. He would often send me text messages. Don't forget this. He would add bullet points, right, to try to help your storytelling. But he was always ever present. And then it come to find out, he was sending everyone text messages like that. He kept in touch with everyone because he collected friends and he was always willing to help people.
It really was. I mean, you know, it's funny. You ask yourself sometimes, how did he keep up with everybody?
Exactly.
How did he know? I mean, how many television sets could he have possibly had in his house to be able to keep up with everybody and everything that was going on and all the broadcasts and all, like you say, the friendships that he developed? You know, not only will we miss him as a friend, but I think the league will miss him because he really, really was a pioneer. Yeah. And, you know, pioneers deserve to be recognized for life. And he was that kind of a guy. His kindness, his willingness to help others, his ability to be able to take information and make it timely, make it topical, and then also be able to, like we talked about, is take the trust that people put in him and never, ever violate that. All the years he was in broadcasting, you could talk to anybody you want, and you said it, so league office, coaches, players, anybody, you'll never hear a harsh word about Chris Mortensen. He looked at life as a cup half full. And that's the way it was right to the end.
You know, the reason why I have this Emmy sitting on my trophy case behind me is because of guys like you, Joe Theismann. I had a chance to work with you and Paul McGuire, Mike Patrick, and the great producer, Fred Gaudelli, as well. And it was Fred Gaudelli who said that if there was a Mount Rushmore for employees and people who had come through ESPN in all the years, he said that for sure Chris Mortensen would be on it. And I tend to agree. I think what he epitomized in a highly competitive profession where everyone wants to be first to break the news, he epitomized how to work well with other people and how to help other people along the way, because we're all trying to, you know, climb that ladder. We're all trying to give our best and do our best. But he showed how you could work well with others and still finish on top. That you doesn't have to be a winner take all, that you could be a giving, kind person, and everyone gets the win in the end. I think that's what he epitomizes maybe more than anything, at least for me.
Sol, as we were just talking about Mount Rushmore and everything, the thing that he could do, and these are things that I watch a lot of telecasts now, and sometimes it takes people a long time to explain something. Chris knew that he just had a window to operate in.
That's right.
It's like, okay, Chris, we need 30 seconds from you. It would be 30 seconds of impactful information. Mm-hmm. He didn't need a minute and a half to sort of figure out which direction he was going to go in. Always prepared. He'd give you that nugget that you walk away and going, wow, man, that's important. I'm going to remember that. And that's the way I think Chris wants to be remembered. The guy that we remember as being able to remember everything and have a chance to share it with everyone. And so, you know, we've been blessed to be able to have some incredible friends over time. We've lost a lot of friends. This one is special to all of us that had a chance to get to know Chris Mortensen. And certainly our hearts and prayers go out to his family, to everybody that touched him. Because I know everybody that touched him is a better person. That's and right. I know the people that he touched will continue to always look at it that way.
He touched so many people because he was willing to help others. That was his lasting legacy. And if any of you happen to be in Canton, Ohio, and you happen to be visiting the Pro Football Hall of Fame, stop by the contributors wing and you'll see the work of Chris Mortensen being remembered there, because he did go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a contributor. So did the great Fred Gaudelli. ESPN may have their own wing there for all I know, because there's so many people who are great contributors to this great game of ours, Joe, that have worked with us. And I think that's a testament to the blessings that we've had on our lives, the ability to be able to work together. I want to thank you for stopping by and taking time out of your busy schedule coming off the golf course to join me right here on the Believe in Bingo podcast, Joe. We'll talk to you again sometime soon, okay?
Thanks, Sully. Look forward to it. Thank you.
You're the best, my friend. Goodbye. Everyone, don't forget to join us again right here on the Believe in Bingo podcast on Bally Sports Ohio. Thank you for joining us.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.